At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case study for Emma, Natal-Tanavamsa Nakshatra Pada Analysis. Ascendant in First House, Leo in Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Second Pada, Navamsa Virgo First House, Sajnash. Natal Chart Expression, Outer Self, Leo in Purva Falguni Second Pada. Emma's ascendant lies in Leo, a fixed fire sign ruled by the sun, immediately giving her a magnetic, authoritative, and expressive outer personality. She naturally seeks respect and thrives in environments where her individuality and creativity are recognized. Leo ascendants often radiate self-assurance, but this particular placement in Purva Falguni Nakshatra adds another layer of charm, sensuality, and a deep desire to enjoy life's pleasures. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, lends a sociable, refined, and indulgent tone to her outer demeanor. It enhances Emma's love for beauty, comfort, and interpersonal connections. However, the second pada, which falls in Virgo Navamsa, adds contrast, anchoring the radiant and expressive Leo energy with a more practical, disciplined, and service-oriented lens. This combination suggests Emma presents herself with warmth, grace, and a commanding presence. But beneath this external glow lies a quietly discerning and perfectionist lens. She may feel torn between expressing herself freely and needing everything, including herself, to appear perfect or polished. Her outer world reflects ease and confidence, but there's a constant subconscious urge to refine, analyze, and improve how she is perceived. This pada often creates a person who thrives in roles where leadership is combined with responsibility, where Emma not only shines, but delivers. She may be admired for her poise and presence, but respected for her conscientious follow-through. Navamsa chart expression, inner self, Virgo, first house. Internally, Emma is driven by Virgo energy, a mutable earth sign ruled by Mercury. This shows that at her core, she is analytical, thoughtful, and always striving to improve herself and her surroundings. While her outer self radiates authority and charisma, her inner identity is shaped by precision, logic, and humble service. Key inner traits include a tendency towards self-criticism, especially about how she presents herself or whether she's living up to her full potential. A need for order and structure internally, which may not always match the flamboyant confidence of her Leo outer shell. Deep karmic orientation toward being of use, fixing problems, and contributing through meticulous effort rather than grand gestures. Her soul's journey is centered around refining what she leads, not just leading. There is a sincere desire to be of value, to serve purposefully, and to uphold high standards, often silently, behind the scenes. Integration, radiant presence meets service-oriented soul, outward expression, Leo Purva Falguni second pada, elegant, magnetic, self-possessed, and socially graceful. Emma appears warm and expressive, possibly even indulgent or leisurely on the surface, but this is a well-managed image, always refined, never sloppy. Inward reality, Virgo Navamsa first house, self-refining, analytical, modest, and emotionally modest. Internally, Emma holds herself to very high standards and may feel a quiet pressure to always be improving, helping, or fixing. Core conflict. Emma's Leo ascendant wants to bask in admiration and express itself with ease and flair. But her Virgo inner self worries, am I doing enough? Is this good enough? Am I truly worthy of the attention I'm getting? This can manifest as imposter syndrome, overpreparation, or perfectionism that hides behind an otherwise radiant and confident personality. Karmic lesson, to integrate the celebratory confidence of Leo with the humble discipline of Virgo. Emma must learn to receive admiration without guilt and to serve without losing herself in endless self-correction. Leadership and service are not opposites in her case. They are meant to be fused. Summary of Ascendant Synthesis. Emma embodies the principle of refined leadership. Outwardly gracious and authoritative, she often takes on the role of guide or muse in social situations. Yet beneath that persona lies a devoted inner worker, someone who strives quietly and meticulously for genuine substance behind the sparkle. Her evolution lies in learning to trust that she is enough as she is, without overcompensating through perfectionism or underselling her natural star power. When the Leo-Virgo blend is harmonized, Emma becomes a role model for graceful integrity and inspiring precision. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Emma Sun and Mercury, Leo Purva Falguni Nakshatra, second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, first house. Natal chart expression, outer personality, Sun in first house, Leo Purva Falguni second Pada. The Sun in the first house in its own sign of Leo brings immense presence and natural authority. Emma carries a regal charisma and projects a strong identity that demands respect. This is further intensified by the Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, adding refinement, beauty, sensuality, and social grace to her solar expression. The second Pada, falling in Virgo Navamsha, lends a sharply analytical and perfectionistic edge to this solar personality. Although she exudes confidence and warmth, there's an internal need to prove her worth through utility, not just presence. Emma appears poised and radiant, but she's always calculating how best to perfect her image, conduct, and leadership role. This combination indicates a well-managed ego that prefers to lead through demonstrated competence rather than just entitlement, an affinity for roles that combine leadership with service, such as mentoring, coaching, or public problem solving, a challenge in balancing pride, Leo Sun, with self-criticism, Virgo influence. She may secretly fear she's not doing enough despite being admired. Mercury in first house, Leo Purva Falguni second Pada. Mercury here makes Emma highly expressive, articulate, and socially magnetic. Her speech style is elegant, engaging, and meant to impress. The presence of Mercury alongside the Sun in the same nakshatra and Pada creates a royal communicator, someone who is persuasive, eloquent, and seeks recognition for her intellect as well as her personality. Purva Falguni lends charm, and the second Pada's Virgo mapping means her mind is wired for structure, refinement, and improvement. This Mercury doesn't just talk for effect. It talks to edit, solve, and optimize. Highlights include a highly strategic communicator, charming but careful, creative but calculated. Mental discipline blended with artistic flair. She can write, speak, and ideate beautifully, but holds high standards for what's good enough. Internally, Mercury's Virgo Navamsha adds a tendency to overthink her self-expression, possibly editing or restraining herself more than needed. Navamsha chart expression, inner essence. With both Sun and Mercury shifting to Virgo in the Navamsha first house, Emma's soul identity is deeply connected to refinement, discipline, and critical service. Her inner life is structured around improving herself and others, even if her outer world displays glamour and confidence. This double Virgo Navamsha influence signals a karmic need to purify and perfect. The soul feels drawn to purpose through meticulous, meaningful work. Internally, she may feel never good enough, always tweaking, adjusting, or improving herself, her projects, or her image. There's a moral edge here. Virgo's alignment with ethics, order, and integrity deepens her solar leadership and mercurial cleverness into something responsible and purpose-driven. Ash integrated analysis, radiant performer with a precise core Sun plus Mercury in Leo. Purva Falguni second Pada. Virgo Navamsha first house. Outer world, artistic, confident, socially poised, loves visibility and admiration. There's theatrical flair in how she leads, speaks, and expresses her identity. Inner world, grounded, meticulous, self-refining. Feels safest when there's order, purpose, and a clean sense of contribution. Core tension, radiates brightness outside but is critical and correcting inside. May feel torn between seeking appreciation, Leo, and seeking usefulness, Virgo. Karmic message. Emma is meant to blend artistry with accountability, leadership with humility. Her journey involves learning to trust her creative shine while honoring her inner need for precision and meaning. The Leo-Virgo axis teaches her that being admired and being of service are not opposites. They are two sides of her evolutionary purpose. By integrating her regal persona with her diligent soul, she becomes a figure of both inspiration and impact. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada Analysis. For MMR's fourth house Scorpio, a Navamsha Virgo first house. Natal chart expression, Mars in fourth house, Scorpio, a Narada second Pada. Emma's Mars is placed in her fourth house in Scorpio, a sign it rules, giving it deep strength and an intense emotional signature. This placement links emotional security, family dynamics, and inner foundation to themes of power, control, and transformation. Mars in Scorpio is not loud. It's strategic, emotionally penetrative, and highly resilient. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, adds a devotional, relationship-oriented, and loyal tone to Mars's otherwise assertive nature. However, second Pada, which falls in Virgo Navamsha, ties this Mars energy to themes of discipline, practical effort, and service-oriented action. This combination suggests a deep inner drive to control and perfect the domestic and emotional environment. Emma doesn't just want peace. She strategizes to maintain or protect it. Her protective instincts are fierce, but they may express through internal tension, emotional withdrawal, or calculated action rather than outward aggression. The Virgo influence makes her action plans thoughtful, meticulous, and oriented towards solutions, especially within the home, family, or emotionally triggering situations. She likely takes on the role of emotional organizer in her household, fixing, managing, or even absorbing crises in silent determination. Navamsha chart expression, Mars in Virgo, first house. Mars shifts to Virgo in the Navamsha first house, making her soul deeply aligned with action through service and precision. This inner Mars is motivated by competence, logic, and the need to function effectively. Emotional motives from Scorpio get filled through a layer of rational thinking and constant analysis. Key inner traits include a soul that seeks to serve through correction. Emma's Mars does not act impulsively. It plans, refines, and executes with near mechanical efficiency. An instinctive sense of responsibility and restlessness, especially in emotionally charged or home-related situations. A karmic need to use her strength to heal, repair, and stabilize, especially in contexts where things feel emotionally volatile. Integration. Strategic strength meets thoughtful precision. Outward expression, Scorpio Anuradha second Pada, emotionally intense, power-conscious, protective. Mars manifests as quiet but focused energy, especially in the home or in foundational areas. Loyalty and guarded affection characterize her emotional defense system. Inward reality, Virgo Navamsha first house, an inner identity that thrives on control through details, service, and effort. Emotion is filtered through rationality, and Mars becomes the disciplined executor of soul-level healing and efficiency. Core tension. Mars wants to protect and control Scorpio, but Virgo wants to analyze and fix. Emma may experience stress from overthinking emotional triggers or trying to control what cannot be perfected. Her strength is precise, but it may be burdened by too much internal responsibility. Karmic lesson. Emma is here to learn that true strength lies not in emotional suppression or calculated perfection, but in knowing when to act, when to heal, and when to release control. Her Mars asks her to balance power with patience and precision with compassion, especially in family or emotional matters. Summary of Mars synthesis. Emma's Mars is a quiet powerhouse, emotionally strategic, unshakably loyal, and always working behind the scenes to protect or restore order. The Virgo Navamsha layer transforms her inner warrior into a spiritual mechanic, someone who fights not with aggression, but with correction, timing, and efficiency. This is a Mars built for subtle battles and sacred repairs. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Emma Ketu, 6th house, Capricorn, Shravana Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 10th house. Natal chart expression, Ketu in 6th house, Capricorn, Shravana 3rd Pada. Ketu in the 6th house of service, conflict, daily routines, and health places. Emma in situations where she unconsciously attracts themes of separation, duty, or service-related karma. Being in Capricorn, Ketu is grounded but cold, giving a detached, resigned, or quietly disciplined nature in dealing with responsibilities. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, is about listening, learning, and carrying wisdom passed down through lineage or authority. But the third Pada here, mapped to Gemini Navamsha, pulls K2's silent, stoic withdrawal into an arena of intellectual processing, network dynamics, and communication debt. This combination suggests a soul that has done a lot of service work or silent duty in past lives, especially in institutional or disciplined environments like government, hierarchy, or structural systems. Emma may unconsciously resist daily obligations or be extremely sensitive to expectations and routine criticism. She's carrying the burden of past overservice. The third Pada lends a Gemini-like flavor to her Capricorn K2. She may hide her disconnection through clever engagement or duty-bound busyness, but inside, there's emotional numbness or disinterest in mundane affairs. Shravana's third Pada in Gemini indicates that Emma's karmic past involved transactional communication, persuasive routines, or tactical mental work. She's done with all that in this life and now seeks something less intellectually exploitative. Navamsha chart expression, K2 in Gemini, 10th house. K2 in the 10th house of the Navamsha in Gemini shows a deep karmic detachment from public identity, fame, or the professional arena. She may work hard or be competent, but inwardly she does not seek or enjoy recognition. Rather, she performs best when allowed to step back from attention, especially in communication-heavy leadership roles. Key inner traits include an intuitive distaste for professional competition or status chasing. Emma's soul finds these things hollow. A desire to be useful, but only in ways that do not compromise inner peace. Hence the paradox of showing up outwardly, Capricorn, but avoiding the spotlight internally, Gemini K2. Deep internal cynicism or skepticism about societal structures, roles, or the purpose of leadership itself. K2 in Gemini in the 10th house of Navamsha shows that Emma's internal self longs to work without needing a title or being caught in the politics of recognition. Integration, duty-worn soul detached from career approval. Outward expression, Capricorn Shravana third Pada. Emma comes across as dependable, structured, and practical in handling daily life, but with a cool, somewhat aloof tone. She's likely efficient, but inwardly checked out from the drudgery of routines or obligations. There's wisdom in how she handles work, but it's inherited, not necessarily chosen. Inward reality, Gemini Navamsha 10th house, an internal rejection of external accolades, authority, or status. Emma may appear responsible, but inside she seeks freedom from worldly recognition. Her soul carries old karmic imprints from misused speech or cleverness in authority positions. Core tension. Her outer life may demand routine, duty, and showing up, but inwardly, Emma may feel scattered or detached, as though her soul has outgrown traditional career models or work karma. This can lead to burnout, disillusionment, or performance without passion. Karmic lesson. Emma must learn to redefine what contribution means, especially in work or service. She needs freedom within structure, not to be enslaved by it. Her growth lies in doing meaningful work, not for titles or duty, but from conscious choice. Letting go of inherited guilt around performance is key. Summary of K2 synthesis. Emma's K2 is a quiet rebel, dutiful on the outside, detached on the inside. Her karma lies in letting go of service for survival's sake and evolving toward conscious contribution without identity entanglement. Whether in work or routine, she is meant to unhook from obligation and realign with presence. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. For Emma, Jupiter and Saturn, 9th house, Aries, Ashwini and Bharani Nakshatras, Navamsha Cancer, 11th house and Libra, 2nd house. Jupiter, 9th house, Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Cancer, 11th house. Natal chart expression, Jupiter in 9th house, Aries, Ashwini 4th Pada. Jupiter in the 9th house empowers Emma with a philosophical and visionary mind, someone who seeks growth, higher meaning, and long-distance expansion. Placed in Aries, this is a Jupiter with initiative, bold in beliefs, active in wisdom-seeking, and driven to take spiritual or educational risks. Ashwini Nakshatra, ruled by the Ashwini Kumars, divine healers, gives this Jupiter a fast-moving, impulsive, and healing nature. The fourth Pada, mapped to Cancer Navamsha, channels Jupiter's action-oriented expansion into emotional depth and nurturing intention. This suggests a passionate spiritual seeker who initiates wisdom journeys quickly, but roots them in emotional meaning. A karmic teacher or guide for the masses, with an instinctive ability to help others reconnect to their inner truth, especially through healing, education, or emotional empowerment. While the energy is fiery, Aries, the motivation is lunar, Cancer. Emma seeks emotional security through expansive networks of truth, protection, or maternal-style leadership. Cancer Navamsha, 11th house, indicates that her soul seeks fulfillment by supporting collective emotional needs. Emma teaches or nurtures not just one-on-one, but through community healing, maternal leadership, or emotionally validating environments. Saturn, 9th house, Aries Bharani Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Libra 2nd house. Natal chart expression, Saturn in 9th house, Aries Bharani 3rd Pada. Saturn in Aries is considered debilitated, but its presence in the 9th house brings a serious karmic edge to Emma's beliefs and long-term goals. This placement implies slow spiritual growth, tested faith, and a hard-won philosophy of life. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, is about bearing burdens, transformation, and regeneration. The third pada, which maps to Libra Navamsha, introduces a subtle shift from aggressive independence to partnership-based responsibility. This combination suggests Emma's belief system is shaped by difficult mentors, slow learning processes, or setbacks in early spiritual guidance, yet she grows into a strong moral compass. Her long-term goals involve serving or supporting others through ethical law, justice, or disciplined aesthetics. The Libra Pada softens Aries' impulsiveness. She learns over time that diplomacy and fairness are more effective than blunt assertion. Libra Navamsha, 2nd house, shows that her soul is refining its values around speech, resources, and relational harmony. She may develop into a karmic voice of balance, teaching others how to align principles with shared dignity. Integration, vision rooted in emotion, discipline rooted in fairness. Jupiter in Ashwini 4th Pada, Cancer Navamsha, quick to launch into expansive roles, Emma's wisdom is instinctive and nurturing. Her ability to inspire others is tied to emotional reassurance and collective connection. Saturn in Bharani 3rd Pada, Libra Navamsha. She is slow to trust philosophies, but once internalized, they become lifelong frameworks. Her sense of structure comes through fairness, relational accountability, and justice-centered responsibility. Core dynamic. A subtle push-pull emerges. Jupiter wants emotional connection through inspired action, while Saturn demands justice through calculated patience. This can cause Emma to doubt herself when initiating change, fearing she might be too fast or too idealistic, but also to resist stagnant structures that ignore emotional truth. Karmic lesson. Emma must blend action and maturity, emotion and ethics, individual wisdom with shared values. She's meant to be a structured visionary, someone who initiates new collective paradigms, but does so with fairness, poise, and long-term emotional responsibility. Summary, Jupiter, Ashwini Cancer 11th house, a maternal visionary who teaches, heals, and inspires within communities, emotionally driven to lead others toward wisdom. Saturn, Bharani Libra 2nd house, a steady, karmic voice of relational justice, who learns to discipline herself not through suppression, but through elegant self-expression and fairness. Together, they shape Emma into a karmic figure of grounded expansion. Her outer faith is assertive, but her inner truth is compassionate, diplomatic, and enduring. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Emma Moon, 11th house, Gemini, Punarvasu Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 10th house. Natal chart expression, Moon in 11th house, Gemini, Punarvasu, 3rd Pada. Moon in the 11th house connects Emma's emotional world with networks, goals, and gains. She is emotionally nourished by social interaction, group belonging, and the pursuit of long-term aspirations. Placed in Gemini, the Moon takes on a highly intellectual, quick, and adaptable flavor. Emma's emotions are processed through thought. She feels by thinking, talking, and connecting. Punarvasu Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, is known for its theme of returning to the light, symbolizing renewal, faith, and inner truth after storms. The third pada, which falls in Gemini itself, intensifies the mercurial nature of this moon, making Emma emotionally intelligent, quick-witted, and communicative, but also prone to emotional inconsistency and overthinking. This combination suggests a mind that constantly analyzes emotional data. Emma may seek emotional safety through logic and conversation, often feeling more stable when she's in control of the narrative. Her sense of belonging is linked to how much mental stimulation and recognition she receives from her peers or social group. Punarvasu's healing arc implies that Emma has emotional wounds around belonging or betrayal, but she regenerates through reconnecting, often returning to familiar relationships or causes for closure. The third pada makes her exceptionally expressive. She could be the voice of empathy in group settings, or someone who connects people through her storytelling and ability to read emotional patterns. Navamsha chart expression, Moon in Gemini, 10th house in the Navamsha. Emma's moon remains in Gemini, but moves to the 10th house, a position of visibility, public emotion, and karmic responsibility. This shows her soul feels emotionally responsible for leading, communicating, or nurturing through career. The moon here needs validation through achievement, especially in fields tied to media, education, or public communication. Key inner traits include a deep inner pressure to be emotionally competent in public roles. Emma may fear emotional exposure, yet simultaneously crave being understood and seen for her inner truth. Emotional reactions to professional shifts, public opinion, and career identity. A karmic soul task to use communication and emotional intelligence as tools of leadership, especially in service of collective well-being or truth restoration. Punarvasu's theme. This moon suggests her soul's growth happens when emotion and intellect harmonize, when she feels safe enough to share her truth in public arenas without overmanaging perception. Integration, public empathy with personal complexity, outward expression, Gemini Punarvasu third pada, sociable, articulate, emotionally engaging. Emma thrives in group settings where emotional intelligence is valued, but she may appear inconsistent or hard to pin down emotionally. She's good at diffusing tension through wit, insight, or optimism. Inward reality, Gemini Navamsha 10th house. Her inner moon seeks emotional mastery through public action. The soul is driven to use emotional clarity as a professional asset, yet remains sensitive to being misunderstood. She may carry past life impressions of being emotionally silenced or publicly shamed, and now seeks redemption through voice, truth, and mental grace. Core tension. Emma wants to be emotionally free and light, Gemini moon, but her karmic weight, 10th house Navamsha, demands seriousness and accountability. This can cause a split, where she jokes while hurting or overperforms in public while emotionally depleted. Karmic lesson. Emma is here to lead through emotional clarity, not repression. Her evolution lies in merging her intuitive compassion with structured, meaningful communication. She must learn that being emotionally expressive doesn't make her weak. It makes her magnetic and relatable. Summary of Moon Synthesis. Moon in Punarvasu, Gemini, third pada, 11th house. Emotionally attached to communities, yet analytical and detached in expression. Finds peace through cycles of reconnection and clarity. Moon in Gemini, 10th house Navamsha. Deep emotional karma around public identity and voice. Her career is a stage for emotional healing, not just for herself, but for others. Emma's moon is a healer of the collective mind, an emotional communicator who must trust her heart as much as her intellect. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. For Emma, Venus and Rahu, 12th house, Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra, 3rd and 1st Padas, Navamsha Aquarius, 6th house, and Sagittarius, 4th house. Venus, 12th house, Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra, 3rd pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 6th house. Natal chart expression, Venus in 12th house, Ashlesha 3rd pada. Venus in the 12th house is a placement of secret desires, artistic withdrawal, and emotional longing. Placed in Cancer, this Venus craves emotional intimacy and nurturing love, but often experiences it in private, subconscious, or spiritual ways. It can also indicate romantic idealism, hidden affections, or aesthetic refinement influenced by solitude. Ashlesha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, is serpentine and coiled, introspective, alluring, and psychologically intense. The third pada, mapping to Aquarius Navamsha, adds a progressive, mental, and unconventional edge to Venus's soft exterior. This suggests a lover or artist who appears emotionally deep and affectionate, but hides a highly independent or unconventional internal compass. Emotionally, Emma may attract or be attracted to people who are psychologically complex, even magnetic, but her love often includes a need for emotional detachment or liberation. The third Pada adds the Aquarian intellect and distance to her inner emotional romantic world. There's a contradiction between her craving for emotional safety and her soul's resistance to being emotionally consumed. Navamsha expression. Venus in Aquarius. In the Navamsha, Venus lands in Aquarius' sixth house, a position that blends idealism with service and romance with detachment. Her soul is karmically aligned with refining relationships through trial, routine, and mental clarity. There may be a soul-level lesson around managing love without merging completely. She may serve through aesthetics or healing, but from a detached, progressive angle, e.g. art therapy, activism, humanitarian beauty. There's also a tendency to attract karmic relationship challenges that teach her the value of emotional objectivity, service, and boundaries. Rahu, 12th house, Cancer, Ashlesha Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 4th house. Natal chart expression, Rahu in 12th house, Ashlesha 1st Pada. Rahu in the 12th house brings karmic pull toward foreign lands, mystical experiences, subconscious obsession, and escapism. In Ashlesha, Rahu becomes intensely psychological, drawn to emotional manipulation, hypnotic emotional states, and the shadows of connection. The 1st Pada, mapping to Sagittarius Navamsha, adds a philosophical, truth-seeking undercurrent. This is a Rahu that's trying to transform emotional shadows into meaningful spiritual insight, but often overreaches or overindulges along the way. This suggests Emma may have a compulsive attraction to emotional enmeshment, secrecy, or fantasy-driven intimacy. She carries karmic memory around emotional survival strategies, using intellect and emotional probing to secure safety. The Sagittarian filter adds a soul urge to convert these depths into wisdom, teaching, or exploration, though not without intense inner struggle. Navamsha expression, Rahu in Sagittarius, 4th house. In the Navamsha, Rahu moves to Sagittarius in the 4th house, making her inner self restless about emotional belonging, home, and roots. There is a karmic search for truth through emotional anchoring, but the presence of Rahu here indicates disruption or illusion around the idea of home. Emma may change residences, family dynamics, or cultural backgrounds often, or never feel rooted. A craving to build an emotional, spiritual home that aligns with her quest for philosophical truth, soul tension around emotional stability versus freedom, she may seek safety but feel trapped once she gets it. Integration. Enigmatic desire meets detached devotion. Venus in Ashlesha 3rd Pada, Aquarius Navamsha, 6th house, Emma's outward romantic and aesthetic nature is deep, complex, and possibly secretive. Yet her soul prefers clear boundaries, unconventional relating, and value-based service. Rahu in Ashlesha 1st Pada, Sagittarius 4th house, a karmic pull toward emotional intensity, yet a soul longing for freedom, truth, and higher emotional purpose. She may struggle to define what home truly means until later in life. Core tension. There's a deep emotional craving, Venus and Rahu in Cancer, but the Navamsha placements, Aquarius and Sagittarius, want freedom and objectivity. This may create a loop of attraction and withdrawal, emotional idealism followed by mental detachment. Karmic lesson. Emma is here to redefine love, belonging, and intimacy through a more evolved lens, where emotional intensity doesn't mean losing self and detachment doesn't mean disconnection. She must balance soulful service with emotional sovereignty. Summary, Venus in Ashlesha, Cancer, Aquarius, Navamsha, 6th house. Aesthetic healer, soulful but independent in love, serves through creative or emotional expression, but needs emotional space. Rahu in Ashlesha, Cancer, Sagittarius, Navamsha, 4th house. Karmic longing for emotional depth and philosophical safety. Searches for home through belief, not location. Together, Venus and Rahu form a mystic duo, pulling Emma between intimacy and insight, comfort and freedom. Her evolution lies in turning her emotional depths into purposeful compassion and visionary connection.